Blog Talk Radio.
Because the reliance shall break every chain.
Welcome to our 500th episode of Black Nation Task Force Radio. Waiting on the host to call in, Brother DeWalter, Brother Mahara. Any one of you guys on the phone, press 1 so we can get you straight in with us. We're waiting on this. Going to play another song real quick till they get in. Just a second, everybody. We won't have no dead air. So we'll be right back with you. Let me get our host on.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Hey, this is Sister Shonda, is that you?
Yes, it is. Peace to you, brother. How are you today?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm doing good. I see that they messing with the 500th episode today. I'm trying to get Brother DeWalter and Brother Mahara in with me, so I'm just waiting on them to get in. They might be messing with them, too.
Okay. Yeah, Yeah, I'm on my way to Pan African now on their route, so I'll see them just shortly here. I just wanted to jump on and, you know, say peace to your brother. And,
okay. All right, so Shonda, stand by 1 second. My brother Mahara, give me a call. Hold on 1 second. Sister Shonda. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
Okay, they're going to try to call and do a merge, so let me, are you on the line, so just hold by, stand by.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, John, let's see. I guess I'm still on air.
Here.
Thank you, Sister Shonda. Appreciate that. All right, we're waiting on the host to call in, and we're going to get everybody going. You know, we just know this is our 500th episode. That's a lot. So we got the host calling in. Let's get him in.
That is awesome and amazing. Congratulations.
All right. All right, Brother Mahara, is that you?
This is me.
Okay. I think we're on the air. Sister Shonda, you still can hear us?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, we on, Brother Maher.
Okay, so we haven't started yet. We're here, of course.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go ahead and turn the volume up.
All right. Just let everybody know it's our 500th episode today, so it's a historical moment in this bringing knowledge and education.
Oh, it's going to be a good one, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Well,
you know, that was the grip that I remember anyway.
Yeah, I remember the grip, yeah.
Well, that's all the thing, the dad.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Okay, so I'm going to mute y'all for a minute, but I am online with y'all, okay?
Okay, then. All right, we'll just be standing by waiting on the guests. All right, thank you.
All right.
In the meantime, let me ask a couple
of
questions. Is that okay to
be,
brother?
You said you want to ask some questions?
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Let's see if I'm up to it. Go ahead. I was anxious to ask the question. I was like, I just put on my scholar hat.
Okay, so 500 is the number 5. And that is a very powerful number. As you know, we all know about numbers and the power of numbers.
Yes.
Since that you have a company, can you please tell us all what that means to you? Because in my eyes, this is a major accomplishment. So can we hear that from you today, my brother?
Oh, you said that we're talking about the number 5?
Yeah, I'm talking about your accomplishment. 500 shows.
Well, you know, I never really thought about it like that, Sister Shonda, but since you brought it up, you gave me another picture to ponder on later on this evening. But, you know, we know the number 5 itself represents being half with the Creator. So and we know the number 0s represent infinity, you know, so, hey, maybe 5 and being half with the Creator, and, hey, it's a blessed, well, we ain't going to say blessed because, as we know, blessed means something else. But maybe it's divine situation to be at this point right now to be half with the Creator with the infinity numbers behind it, the power numbers of 0. You know, the beginning of all numbers is 0, not 1. So that's interesting in itself right there. So That's a little numerology that I could use right there.
What I'm saying, while we're waiting on them, this is a huge accomplishment that you have accomplished right now, because you have, do you know any people yourself that have 500 shows on Blog Talk at this point right now?
Well, you know, I thought about that when I just ran across. I said, oh, this is the 500 show. I said, I wonder how many people then did 500 shows that I know. So it's something I'm going to research because, you know, I wasn't counting. As you know, I wasn't even counting. I don't even remember doing 100 show. So, I mean, but that's an interesting thought. Yeah, it's an interesting thought because that's curiosity. You know, that's longevity, 500 shows of doing something. I put it in a perspective of other night. I said, wow, if somebody wanted to listen to a show every day, they can listen to us up to almost 2 years, Sister Shonda. Every day they can turn on a show. That's what it really means.
Come on now. This is how powerful this is. I'm just wanting you to stop and recognize Joe Rogan has less than 500 shows, you know, on Blog Talk. I mean, on Spotify and maybe some other platforms. So this is a major, major accomplishment. So I just wanted to stop and allow the audience to see what kind of team of people you have put out here and that you have been consistent and how when you are consistent, what it would do for you. So imagine that if we as people began to have one type of mindset, just choose one thing, and we do that one thing that helps benefit the society, with humanity, what kind of people will we be? This team of people who listen to this now. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say to you. Congratulations, brother. That is awesome and an amazing job that you have done. And I'm delighted to have been on your platform because it's been a really wonderful way for me to come and express myself. And I'm surely, surely appreciate that. And I'm sure that those who are listening appreciate it too, because people can't even get on this line. Let me tell you, we'd be like, you better call in maybe about 15 minutes early.
and then you miss
1 minute, so ass out, you know. So, again, congratulations.
I mean, when I first did this, I recall my first radio program. It wasn't even on this show, so I got shows before this show. it was a whole other program. But just being on this program, the amount of people that followed the program that I would never look at followers. Somebody actually told me how many followers I had. I never did care. I never did look because I was just doing the message, and you know, the education and the historical value that we needed to know as people. That's all I really care about. So I never did look at how many followers I had. I had never did look at really what the episode was. And just to look back at it, Sister Shonda, it is amazing, you know, because I never thought out, you know, but I knew at one point the show was reaching people because of, I knew at one point it was reaching people. It educated me. That was one person that reached. So that was good enough. I learned everything pretty much from these brothers and sisters that's been on this program. It actually probably saved my life because I was going in a different direction. It actually slowed me down in some things I was thinking. So I kind of owe my life to the esoteric knowledge of what's going on in this world, because sometimes you don't know what's happening. And you think you can take things in your own hands. So, hey, the show did wonders on my mind and opened up my chakras. And you know, you take it a little further in the things that I'm listening to and meditation music. I mean, Sister Shonda, just knowing what's going on in your mind and to have peace of mind, even when people try to destroy your mind with all they negativity or what all they problems that they having in their life. You know, like I got brothers and sisters, you know, drugs and this and that, and they bombard you with their life. But when you have peace of mind and you in control of your thoughts, you say, okay, well, you chose to go that way. That ain't the way I chose. So if you chose to go that way, then you got the consequences to pay for going that way. And so you, with your peace of mind, you can turn things on, you can turn it off, but you don't let it consume you. So that's what I learned, you know, just with the power of these programs and listening to all other people's programs. You can put the big picture together to paint a perfect picture. And if the brother's trying to jump in, just jump in and I shut up because I, Yeah, I'm just rolling. Little energy just jumped on me, so I'm just rolling. But I appreciate you, Sister Shonda. You bringing that feminine energy that we need. That's what we need. Both sides. This is not a one way street. It's a dual society. We have a male and a female part of it, and we have to have the energy of both for the people to get the perfect picture. But that's what it means to me. That's what it means, though. You know, those zeros, as Brother DeWater taught us, represent ciphers. So we got two ciphers behind our shows. That means degrees of knowledge. That's so, you know, you asked me about the numbers. They're starting to come out now as I talk. Yeah, so we got degrees of knowledge, Sister Shonda, behind these shows. That's what those ciphers represent.
All right. So what that means is that you have put together a university. The Black Nation Task Force University, because these courses are going to be worth their weight in gold as we go forward in the future, because they are doing everything that they can to raise our knowledge. So those brothers and sisters who are listening to us, and those who will listen for the very first time, download all of these episodes so that you can teach your family from this knowledge that has been taught on this.
Right. So that's good. You know, everybody put, you know, that's one thing I encourage when we do programs, you know, to put in input, because everybody has a word for somebody. You know, sometimes people can get caught up in their own feelings and emotions, and they might miss putting out the correct message. But when everybody paint the picture, then that message get, you know, the creator or the forces or whatever y'all want to call it will get to that particular person to get that message out. So it's important that everybody put in input, because you got a message for somebody, and I might not picked up the message. The message might have been given to you that day to, you know, to speak. So that's what we call painting a perfect picture, when everybody pitch in and say what's on their mind, because we all see different things at different times and different angles. We all in different cities. Each city has its own vibration. Each state has a vibration. So we pick up different vibes. So that's what I'm trying to say, just breaking it down, that everybody pick up a different vibe from where they at. If you're in a different city, you're picking up a different vibration than what city I'm in.
And you know what, brother? I want to add to what you're saying by saying this. This, I think, is brilliant, because what you're bringing to the table is how can we as a people begin to offer solutions to our differences. Many times we do not have what I like to call allowances. You have to allow a person to be exactly who they are. You have to be that, like you said, this choice is free will. So the allowances will give us an opportunity to see people for who they are, and we move in a way away from them if it is harmful and not going to allow us to be focused in upon our goals. That's when you let people go, when they are pulling you in the direction that you do not want to go. That's when you can say, okay, well, you know what, this relationship is not going to work, no matter what kind of relationship it might not be. But we have to give one another talents. I allow you to be exactly who you are. You know, I allow you from your culture, your vibe that you came from, your language that you speak. Now, if we can find the type of communication that we need within ourselves, we can communicate that all of the rest of the stuff is petty. You know, we can start to solve something. We can begin to disagree and agree. I'm about to pull up on them now, brother. Woo! Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Like
so we. That's what I'm saying.
They was back there laughing and stuff. They having a ball up in here. I'm about to go in here and see what's going on. Let me get me some of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let them know we ready to rock and roll. Rock and roll. Go ahead, sister.
I ain't gonna let you go yet, because I don't know what I get in here, but I will go ahead and put my phone on mute.
I'm just going to play another song till they ready. Let me get back to my screen. All right, y'all. It's like we said, this is the 500th episode, and we try not to get no difficulties. I got to stay in. We're going to do this show. Yeah, it's jumping around. My computer screen is flashing on me. I'm trying to get somewhere, but that's all right. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be patient and wait till the brothers come in. And we're going to get something done today. You know, I'm already... Okay, I hear them.
Robert Ashley, all right.
All right.
You want me to mute it again, or everybody's not really here yet, but you want me to mute it?
Leave it open. That way we get the people get to hear everything, all the energy that's going into the program. It's the 500th show, so, yeah, we'll just leave it open, and y'all jump in when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, appreciate you.
All right. Okay. I don't know what your subject to walk. I got the Torah and I got the Tanakh.
Okay.
I got quite a few goodies in that basket.
Yes, sir.
So I even got the book published in the 1700s about us being here, and we are red, brown in complexion, mm-hmm. and how we spoke our languages, and we were keeping these laws right here. My guy wrote that. Yeah, he started writing it in the 1750s and published it in London in 1775. So I got a book like that in my basket. And they described us as me and you. We're the color of the copper penny. So you think of that Lincoln on the copper penny. And the face that got etched on it, that's not his face. He stood 6 feet something tall, and he was very dark complexion. So that's the historical record.
Then J.E. Rogers' book, Five Black Presidents, they got Lincoln in there. Did he have a black mother or something? Or?
No, he's black, period. He not half black.
J.E. Rogers, he's one of us. But in the book that you wrote, it's the five black presidents.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Lincoln in
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's supposed to. And the first lady of the house is a black woman.
But no, you said
a president, married to one of them presidents.
Are you saying that the copper penny has something to do with this?
Yeah, because the Hebrew word is reddish brown, ruddy. When you look at what the color of the ruddy cow is, it's our color.
But I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Greetings, everybody.
Greetings.
I heard you on the phone. Let me just say it this way. I heard you on the phone giving good voice. I got her. She said, don't you get me started today.
She levels 327 degrees worth of knowledge today. I didn't know it was going to be that.
That's my second phone.
Okay.
This is my primary. Yeah, because we're here, and he can hear you.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Well, how you doing, young lady?
Wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
Pretty
good.
You ain't got to do anything.
Now, I think some of the topics we're going to talk about today is going to have folks jumping up out of the seat, not in protest, just going, what? They lied to me again? It's like, yeah, they got you using the wrong terminologies here. And got you pointing the finger at the wrong guys, calling them the bad guys, when you are them. You're in the characteristics and photo likeness of them. That's Genesis.
The Catholic Church's connection to the enemy.
They're not. They're connected with the other guys, who is the individual 70 makers of the 70 nations in the Table of Nations. Those nations got their names after their gods. When they use the word Adam, that's misleading. Adam simply means you're coming from the earth. That's all that word means. It's not Adam the individual in every instance. Like every time you see the word my beloved and the word David is in there, it's not always mentioning David specifically, but it's telling you he's someone beloved because that's what his name means.
The Catholic Church got that observatory they got in Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah, they're watching to see because those guys coming as their enemies. Who is the Anunnaki?
The enemy of the Catholic.
That's the one saying they're returning. It's been written in the book. And upon my return, and I'm coming with one arm stretched out to help save and deliver you from your enemies, and the other arm is to wipe out the enemies, it says, as though they had never been before.
So they're
geared up to have war down there.
Okay,
that's
so
what
they're on
doing.
Guard. They're on guard.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I knew it was a suspicious connection.
And they give you part of the information to be true, and then they turn around and flip the script. So now they're saying, and the God of darkness is coming upon us.
You know,
without telling you, he may be somebody black.
Well, they call it Project Lucifer.
On the lookout.
You see, this is
yeah.
We explain the history of these people that are using the That's the past.
Okay.
This is I'm from the Gentiles divided by their land, by their tongue, and their family, and their nation. This is what we ain't talking about these people here, Ham and Shem. We're talking about these people.
Mm-hmm.
Once we learn the history of these people, we can see that they came over and conquered these people first, and went into what you call Africa, now conquered those people, then come across the water and conquered us.
This is new.
Before this is, yeah, this is,
you have to start here.
It's going down. Then you go from 10 to 11, where it tells you.
They still need to clean up the images they're showing you over there. Because
meaning that everybody was these Ananias and human beings. Everybody was human beings. Now you have to go back to this book is out of order.
It took all our stuff and took our names too, and got us thinking that we got their names when they didn't have names like this.
It's what happened to the bills. You see how out of order they did?
And all these guys, and they start getting to this, they tell you these years, these are whitewashed images. Because there's a book called The Icons that show you those same images, but
this knowledge right here, the real
knowledge. Look, this is me out right here.
That spoke one language and everybody looked for
them. Yeah, because one of them belong to
you. They tell you about it.
Except by you come in by their door that they're running now, which is our science hijacked.
But you know what? But let me tell you something.
Before they mix.
As I was expressing to Brother Jim about how important knowledge is right here,
they mix, they
also need to take this and download it.
They went through a training.
Because as we see, they know how to paint the picture.
All in Northern Hemisphere.
This is Northern Hemisphere.
Right before your eyes.
They went through a transformation.
Yeah.
Became a Neanderthal
right
man.
But you know when they did most of this
years,
changing?
They
early 1900s was the birth of white supremacy.
Existence.
They ain't been doing this for 400 years.
Right.
They told us they did this for 400 years. They did not. What are you doing with 68% of Senate and Congress being black before the Civil War? And then you come to the state of Texas, and most of the Texas state legislature was all black. How do you explain that?
Then.
And then they said,
well,
who
wanted
to have you with a slave? That's a lie.
But here's the thing.
How that was possible. That's why they chose.
What we're doing is we're setting the paradigm for this to become
paradigm.
Okay.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. So we're on our mission.
There you go.
And I think that with us recognizing where we are and who we are in this knowledge quest to bring knowledge.
Right. Bashing the brain out of falsehood.
Yes.
And it means we don't leave any stones unturned.
Right. And it has come out of the private sector now to the public sector, and now it is our responsibility to make it commonly known to all people.
And they're saying you should have nothing to do with the common person.
Exactly.
Because the peasants don't need to know.
No.
They tell you that.
Yep.
That's their motto. Now at the same time, the longer we can keep them uncomfortable to each other and not spreading true knowledge with them and understanding that, the longer we keep doing this to them, then the longer we got them under our control, their higher forces, as you and I know, and the universe at large has said, whether somebody run their mouth or not, they're going to be a one. They'll be more.
I got a
I'm at it.
He downgraded the people.
One of these books is the ones you're talking about.
No,
oh, she got one right here. The newest one off the press before May is in here.
Just brand new, honey.
Oh, it's different from this.
Yeah.
I got the old one.
So you do realize that their form of secret society replaced the original priesthood we had.
Okay.
Okay. It's a flip. Or somebody called it a hijack.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember hearing Dr. Ben mention how they replaced the original.
Yes, he did.
Priesthood.
Yes. And he should know because he was also a man of the order, too. And while in there, it's like, oh, okay, hold on. I'm educated this way.
Right,
he has,
right,
he has
right,
different beginnings.
Right.
And he's looking at what they were doing. Quite a few things got hijacked, even what they call the world of Islam. That's been hijacked, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're telling you about 7th century A.D. What about them brothers and them sisters from 2nd century A.D.?
Mm-hmm.
That's the originals, called by a different name out of Ethiopia. They ain't Arabs.
What happened to the Egyptian library? The Catholic Church got it in the Secret Vatican vault. Where is it?
You know how they do it, right? They go in and take everything that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And destroy the rest.
Okay.
They just didn't walk up in there with some ignorant guys with spears
right.
and torches, and they torched the place and then sift through the ashes
mm-hmm.
and see what's left. That's not how they did that. No,
but
they went up in there. You know, when they came to deal with us face to face in any place they found us, it was always a brutal onslaught. We're talking military
mm-hmm.
here. It was always a brutal onslaught because we all knew. They saw you. They knew what you represented.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what they represented. There was no mystery behind it. So there was no discussion, no negotiation. It was outright, let me get you off the scene. That's what that was.
Well, I remember
likewise, their gods that he was talking about, Gentiles, when you use the word Gin, that's a different race of human beings. And people don't understand that. And the word tile means something that mortar, brick, whatever you want to call it. So you know the word, as you have talked to quite a few Muslim brothers, is the word jinn.
Yeah,
it means those who live under the enclosure.
The Quran call them jinn.
The jinn.
Yeah. No. The Old Testament in Hebrew uses the word jinn, too, but you got to be reading in Hebrew because it's spelled in English, G-I-N.
Do they call them jinn or Gentiles?
No. The church goes with the word Gentile, which means Gentiled in flesh.
Mm.
So they ain't hidden.
So the Muslim, but the Muslim call them
hidden is the gods who made them.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's hidden. So on my website, I post quite a few things about what they're doing in a scary way now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the world fairs,
okay,
which is still part of what we're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling incubators, 1850s, 1860s, 1870s, all over the world they were having world fairs. And all you see is a sea of kids. All dressed the same way. And for a long time, I used to look at these pictures going, where's their parents? How can their parents find their kids in the sea of this, not knowing they were made underground somewhere?
China?
Well, the
land
right. My hat.
The land of China? China?
China.
So mm-hmm. is that another word, another name?
The land of Suma. That's what they.
Right. And it's where you get the English word shining one from.
Mm.
And that's what you had to do.
And what they call us during these times in the South, they call the men a shine. Why they call you that? Even the Polish guys.
I think I've heard that a while.
Shine the shoes.
Yeah.
It's old school terminology. So they called you.
Wait.
What's your name, man?
George.
that's my buddy there, man.
Ooh, Andre.
The brother sitting behind you there.
Emmanuel.
I haven't seen him in a minute, man. Emmanuel. What's going on, man?
You know that's Emmanuel. He's been on your show.
The Modern Day Prophet, as they call it. And the chase folks call it the Modern Day Prophet. Emmanuel.
So what I'm going to do is give a brief history, and then I'm going to let Mahad talk about the Anunnakis, and then we're going to do what the females. And we each have so many men.
Yes, sir.
And trying to talk about the female side of it. And then we have Q&A.
Brother Drew's all this way?
On the line.
Yeah, Brother Jews on the line. We're already conference in. We're ready to roll.
Jews on the line. Okay.
She's talking about, she's going to talk about the female.
You ready to roll?
I'm ready. Ready
to book? That's more esoteric knowledge. Cain, Son of the Serpent. I didn't have this book the last time, brother.
You got the mic home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You ready to roll?
And you're on already. You ready to roll?
Mic check. 1, 2. Tested 1, 3.
Uh-oh. What happened here?
In the building.
Okay, Brother Drew, can you hear us clear?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
God bless you, Brother Drew.
All righty. All right, we're rolling in. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hello and welcome to another discussion right here at the Pan-African Bookstore. My name is Robert Ashley, and it's an honor to be with you here on a Saturday afternoon right here in Dallas, Texas. And of course, Dallas, Texas is known for a lot of things. And of course, we want to bring you the truth the way no one else can bring the truth. So today our topic is a very interesting topic here. Who are the Anunnaki aliens, and how did they create the human being? Well, you know, there's a program on TV that's called Ancient Aliens, and it comes on the History Channel. A lot of people have been watching that, and we are here today to kind of reveal to you who the Anunnaki really are. Do they have a Nubian connection, or is it a result of the Germanic tribes? All that kind of stuff, what is actually going on? We got a great new panel who's going to be giving some insight on who are the Anunnaki aliens and how did they create the human beings. Our speaker is going to be Brother Zawaya, better known as Meatball, and we are honored to have him with us today. Now, also a great, great panel here. We have a very distinguished talk show host and author by the name of Shonda M. Parks, if you will. We're glad to have that female energy, the mother of civilization, with us at this particular time, representing the mothers of civilization. Also with us today, live via phone here, Brother Drew is with us. And of course, we want to say what up to Brother Drew and appreciate him for being with us. And of course, the one and only, I mean the one and only, the Xerox twins. If you've never seen the Xerox twins, God did a double dose in order to sock the devil in his face. The Xerox twins. Glad to have him here. And also another brother is with us today. And of course, ain't nobody bad but the devil. And he speaks 6 languages. And when a brother speaks 6 languages, the late Congressman Adam Clayton Powell said, he's a dangerous black man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we got Brother Maher L. with us today.
We
discuss who are the Anunnaki aliens and how did they create the human being. We're going to turn now to Brother Dwaya, who's going to give us an explanation about the Anunnaki. And the thing about it is we're living now in a time where the U.S. government about last year declassified a lot of information about these so-called UFOs. The so-called unidentified flying objects. And one thing that black folks, we have to realize is that Parliament Funkadelic, if you've ever been to a Parliament Funkadelic concert, they used to come on stage in a very interesting astronomical way, a spaceship, the mothership connection, if you will. So we're trying to find out who was on that spaceship. And some of you may remember Mr. Louis Farrakhan even gave a testimony about being brought on board the ship. And there were many of the greats who was on board with that ship. So right now we want to turn over to Brother Dwaya as we talk about who are the Anunnaki aliens. How did they create the human being? Brother Dwaya.
All right. To start this lecture off, I'm sharing with you a story that was hid in a secret society. Kahane and I asked ourselves a question when we started this mission about 30 years ago on different things when we studied history. So I found out that when we studied history, we started with the Northern Hemisphere. In the Northern Hemisphere is where the children of Japan live. We started with the history that is found in Genesis, the 10th chapter of Genesis, of who these children were and who these people was. We found out every nation of people agrees that the Jews in this language, and their language would be Yehuda, is the chosen people of God. The children of God is the cousins of the Yehuda, called a Germanic race of people. You would have to go to the 10th chapter of Genesis, and you will see that Gomer had a son named Ashkenazim. These are the chosen people of God. This is who you call the Jews. Every nation of people is made and ruled by a secret society. So the secret society that we went into is called the Rosicrucian, which is the Jewish secret society of hidden knowledge. America, where we live, the secret society that rules America is called the Illuminati Scottish Rite Masons, who was formed May 1st, 1776, not up under George Washington, the first president, but up under Thomas Jefferson, the second president. Lodge number one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is where this esoteric knowledge can be found in this lodge. It's still here. So when we go with each lodge, I'm going to share with you the story that we found out that is up under this knowledge. Secret societies, every nation of people, we ask ourselves a question. How is a nation of people started? We've been to find out how you became an American. Every nation of people is ruled by a secret society. The first thing that a secret society gets to start a nation of people is signs, symbols, and numbers. This signs, symbols, and numbers create a language. And the language that we speak here in America is not English. It is called hybrid German. That's the name of the language. It is read from left to right. It is the only language in the world read from left to right. This language became the language of the Americans. When they got the language, the next thing that they got was a god to rule the people in this language. I'm going to take it real slow so you would understand. In 1881, they chose Jesus, with no J's in nobody's language until 1,500 years ago. Jesus became the national god of the United States of America up under angelic gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the high church, low church, broad church, and Paulinian discipline. This is what America is up under. This is what America believes. This is your God of America. The political party of America is called federal. And they only make, it's in their constitution, they only make provision for one political party. Although you have other political parties with no voice. And that's what we've been to go back to the original of the Continental Congress. You have to go into the history of how this place was formed first. When we understand all of this, then we understand what we are up under as we speak. Now, the school system is called a Sophite school system. Up under Sophite teaching, you had to know who a Sophite was. So if you go into the history of the Sophites, it was 12 schools of thought up in ancient Greece. Only five of them survived. The rest of them were killed off, and the first one they killed off was Dialogue. These five schools of thought is the schools of thought of L-O-V-E. This is why you're taught love. Of another American school of thought. Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stoge. Eros is the teaching of male and female. This was a school, remember this was a sect in the school of thought. Phalo was the teaching of man and man. Stoge was the teaching of woman and woman, female and female. Agape is the teaching of God. This is why you have these different schools of thought and sectors, and you can see that Eros has been dominated now by Phalo and Stogate, because you have disobeyed the moral laws. All Christians live up under the grace from the 613 moral laws. And so due to that fact, they live up under grace from this, from a democracy, a democratic form of government. This is why you're in the shape that you're in now. When we studied, we found out that living up under grace, you have six empires that have fell in 250 years, starting with Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America. America is in its 244th year of a democratic and republican form of government, meaning that in 6 years, this government will fall. And when we kept on studying, let me get my notes here, and we found out that words that they had taught us, they said that we speak English, we do not speak English. They believe in God, they believe in a religion, and they believe in Jesus. When you become an American, and you have to study the science of eugenics, when you become an American, then they have conquered you with a school of thought. At 6 years old, they started me to school. Then my grandchildren and children, it started at 3 years old. They found out that if you started a Negro at 6 years old, he would be rebellious. You would have a Stokely Carmichael. You would have Malcolm X. You would have this type of generation at this moment in time. This is why they have to start the child here at three. When you study the eugenics of how you are a computer. And Brother Mahal is going to go into that form of lecture when he tells you what we done found up in this different orders of what the Jews say about them and their cousins. We're only telling you what we have found out they have wrote down in the book. The key to everything is bloodline. Once upon a time, it'll tell you in the 11th chapter of Genesis that everybody spoke the same language. Something happened. You have to go bounce back from the 11th chapter of Genesis to the 6th chapter of Genesis, where you can see that we were invaded by the Martians, which they call the Red Planet. And this invasion happened in the Caucasus Mountains, where you will see that one-third of the world is that of a subhuman being who used to be a human being, but because they bled with the Martians, they became something else, a subhuman being. Two-thirds of the world are colored people, meaning that they are still in their original form. Now, everybody that's living right now is half-breed. You've been mixed with the seed of Japheth's children, all but 104 uncivilized tribes. Two of the uncivilized tribes live in the southern hemisphere. Two uncivilized tribes live in the eastern hemisphere. And the Western Hemisphere, where you live, is over 100 plus of these uncivilized tribes who is the original people that was here before anybody else got here. We are half-breed. We are mutations. We were so designed that he Brother Mahara gonna tell you how we was designed and stuff. That when the female, if she's bred with anything that is human, she will produce another race of people, which is a hybrid, which is a mutation. To let you know that the original people bloodline was Cypher, which we call Oak blood. The blood of the third human being was A, B, and AB complex and compound. So when we get into the study of this, it's a long, long study of history of this that we'll dialogue anybody on it, because we go in a chronological order. And when you go in a chronological order using this with ethnology and ask yourself the 5W, you will not miss this history. This history right now is all over social media of who this is. So ancient history starts with the history of ancient Sumo, which is ancient Sumeria. They call it in the Bible shining. You have to understand all of this. So I'm going to turn you over to Brother Mahal, and Brother Mahal is going to tell you the history of the Anunnakis.
Brother Mahal. Yes, thank you for the opening, and I just want to say again to the listening audience, greetings to you all, and to those who are here present at the lecture as well. Okay, Brother Dwaya, as usual, has said much. And given the amount of time that we have, we try to make the best of it. So an intro into the Anunnaki about who made us, we have to go back to, and I'm going to start with the Quranic Arabic Dictionary. So this is the, and I have the Hebrew definition as well. And when you're dealing with the books that have, like the Hebrew, they conveniently, because they're the ones writing this stuff, so they change the narrative slightly. So they make no mention of the word up front from Adam meaning brown. But yet, if you're reading in the book about King David being ruddy, and you look up, and most of y'all know about the cows and everything down here, and you look up that animal, you say, ruddy cow. Well, the image they're going to pull up, which is today's image, is a cow whose color is like ours, red-brown. So, again, it brings you right back to the color. So, and of course, so Adam, and then you have the word Admoni. So when you're reading about it in there, now some folks, were they darker than that? Absolutely. Koshek. Or the word Kedar. Okay, like they say the tents of Kedar. Kedar is one of the 12 princes of Ishmael. We know that. Well, that name also, it has a lot of good name to it. Okay, so if you're in during the Jewish holiday and you're buying your grape juice, you notice the name of it, K-E-D-E-R.
Mm.
But yet we've got a young lady who was running track and another young lady from one of Ishmael's other tribes off the West Coast. Her last name was Jeter, J-E-T-E-R.
Hmm.
So when you go to the Bible, you find out these are not names that somebody enslaved you and gave you. These are your names. We just lost insight in terms of what it was we were saying. And so on with the definition. So we're going to start with the Quranic Arabic dictionary. And here we have the word Adama, which the earth is called that. The entire earth is proud. It's everything, the sky, the ocean. It takes everything into consideration. The part for the soil is Arat. That's where you're standing upon with your feet. You can plant things, hopefully, in where you're standing. Okay? Now, Adama, it says to reconcile, be brown. We didn't, our people didn't do this translation here. So when folks are discussing us in their language, they already know what they're saying. Make no mistake about it. And it says human skin, human being. Watch what else comes with this. Person, intelligent person.
This is not religiously talking, okay?
Wow.
It says brown man, brave man, human race, mankind, civilized person, a chief honest person, kind and polite person, person who is created from different substances. We're still going to get back. We're going to kick it to the Anunnaki shortly. It says person in possession of different powers.
Yes.
You hear where we're going with this?
Yes. Yes.
Now, that's the Quran in the basket over there, okay? And reading these words,
yes,
you miss what it's saying otherwise if you turn it into a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Religion is controlled by the bad guys who are here. They never left. So we'll get to that. Continuing, this is the intro into the Anunnaki, so you can get a feel for when they're talking about us, as Brother Dwyer will confirm, in Genesis, where it says, they gave you the English words, image and likeness. That's weak words. Ben Yehuda's Pocket Dictionary, you look up those same Hebrew words even in here.
Wow.
Today it means characteristics like unto, and the other one says photo likeness.
Wow.
You can't shake that. It's two strong verbs.
Ooh.
Okay? Photo likeness. You look like the ones who made you. Period. Okay? So that's where we're going back in terms of originality here. So now here we're back to the characteristics. So these characteristics that it says Adam, it's like telling you, yeah, a person in possession of different powers, one who enjoys the comforts of life. Come on, there's nothing wrong with that, guys. They're telling you you're wrong for that. You're here to get your share of this earth, too, while you're in it. It don't mean that you have a license to sin. No, that's not what, because sin means disrespect to the one who told you don't. That's what sin is. It's not a religious thing.
Yeah, you know they say in their likeness, if we were taking account of how our youth is acting now,
mm-hmm,
we the likeness could be the attitude also.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Right.
Because we take on the Germanic race, we take on their image and their persona.
Mm.
So
right.
That's what I wanted to bring to everyone's attention.
Right.
That in their likeness, it don't have to actually be physical.
Mm-hmm.
It can be
psychological.
Where you act.
Okay. Now, Brother Dwyer, you mentioned something because he was talking about Gomer, Ashkenaz.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be perfectly clear for the record. Yet you said what? Japheth? Yafet people?
Mm-hmm.
Now Yafet, also the word Yafet, Yafe, means to go in unto something.
Mm-hmm.
It also means to be vain.
Okay.
It also means to be pretty and fair. So when we're talking about a young woman and you're using the Hebrew language, you use the word Yafe. You got Abraham Yafet his wife.
Mm.
You see what's going on? They go into somebody. What do you think, huh?
Yeah, because Yahya, that's what they call females. Yahya?
Well, no, Yahya, no, hold on. Yahya, Yahya,
uh-huh.
Okay, that's something different,
okay,
slightly. But we can get to that because I understand where you're coming with it because that's supposed to be translated into John. So Yahya is short nickname for Johann. German, Johann Blumenbach, and then you have what? Jonathan, Johannathan. You see how it all keeps lining up? And if you're speaking Cherokee and Choctaw, you're going to either use that word, that prefix up front, or it's going to be trailing at the back end of a word somewhere. Ganagay, Ganagay. We are the people of the garden. Gan, Hebrew, what's the Hebrew word for garden? Gan. Gan is a prepared area that is built up, modern. You're not living in a cave, and nobody's running around with a grass skirt. Would you believe that quite a few people of color did not have that in their history? But if they're doing that now, look for the untold history of what happened where it says the adversaries would plunder, threats, cause panic, fear of the loss of life, and famine. It says they would do that. And beware of them. And know for assurance that the adversary force will assault you with his infantry, foot soldiers. They're not spirits and spooks like that. There are things going on in the unseen realm. We cannot dismiss that. And we're still working on, and that requires an esoteric mind, a super metaphysical understanding, looking at what are these words exactly saying. So here we can take this part of what I started out with the word Adam and go physical, because we're here. We can relate to this. Mm-hmm. And the word for this dimension is called Asia. You know that word is Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you turn around, Asiatic black man, Asiatic, mm-hmm. Afro-Asiatic, mm-hmm. Far East Asiatic, Asiatic this. What are you really saying? You're saying you're identifying the people. The adjective is up front. Asia is how you pronounce the word.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say? I see a sea of people. Think about what we're saying in English, although we're not speaking our original tongue. Mm-hmm. We still hold on in our spirit to some similarities. Why? Because that's how our DNA is designed. Mm-hmm. So let me finish this off, because I have to tell you, when I turn this page, that there are other human beings on this planet too, and they're not from Adam. And this is only knowledge that you will find amongst the esoteric. So this is not, because the words is used all throughout here. You've been saying it. Your pastor may have been mentioning it in church without elaborating on it, and I'm not knocking. Okay, so to continue, watch this. Okay, so we said one who enjoys comforts of life, one who is by nature social and hard, one who has ears, descendants. Okay, that's your prime program. And it says Adam who lived, now this is, you know, people can argue about the timeline, Adam, who lived about 6,000 years ago, is generally taken to be the proper name of the first human being. Everybody's not human. And they're showing you. That's why I post that stuff on my Facebook page, talking about they're growing them in laboratories and hatching them out of incubators. Incubators aren't new.
Mm.
And that's not the Anunnaki doing that. No, no, no. That's the fathers of the some odd 70 other nations you're reading about. They have their own God, which is why in the Old Testament he told you, do not follow the gods of the other nations.
Mm-hmm.
They will lead you into error. They will devour you. They desire your ruin. Due to what? Envy and jealousy. Many of them are older than us already. In Botswana, South Africa, not the Anunnaki, the Credo Mutua, you remember him? He did that 8-hour lecture with David Icke.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about going back some 70,000 years ago that the group there is a group of, they're called reptilians, today's language. You may know them as the Raphaim. Who are these people you're talking about? So in certain cases, you think you're talking about a person necessarily in a skin suit looking like us, and you're not. You're talking about something differently who came in the door differently for reasons that we used to know about that we kind of lost sight on. But what did he promise? What is one of the things, and my mentioning this to edify and get us to compliment the one who made us and ourselves and to uplift ourselves is we will judge those who sit in the heavens. No more of these games and shenanigans going on. Yes, you've been living a million years. You come from a Class M planet, those of us who played the space games back in the day. Technology level of this, that, and the other, millions of years ahead of everybody else. You've been living for a million years, and what did you accomplish spiritually and morally? What did you do when you moved from your place and came to this place? We want to see your list of accomplishments. So who would be talking to, if we want to use lack of a better term, these aliens who these nations are named after their gods who made them? And what does the word Elohim mean? It's not the name proper.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the Philistine god? Dagon Elohim.
Mm.
So we're telling you, every time you see that word, you need to attach something. Dagon. And it also means corn, too. Everywhere in the Old Testament you read about corn, it's the word Dagon.
Mm.
But the Dogon people mm-hmm. have the name of their god, and they say he was a fish god. Wow. So now you go back in here and read about the history, about what was going on. Everyone was always high-tech, hands down.
Mm.
And this stuff here, we can't even dispute it anymore. And it's not about compromising. Well, we have to take the Bible and these things and make it and do a compromising deal to find the middle piece, so to speak, so that, okay, well, I'll just get up off this. No, 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 no. Go back and reread it again. This time with extra help from the other sources that do corroborate it, because all this, all of the real information and knowledge was taken underground, which is which makes it esoteric. Only a few knew, and they have really not the concern of the many. The prophets always had the concern of the many. That's why he's called God's mouthpiece. And do you know this, Brother Dwyer?
Mm-hmm.
The one of the definitions for Gomer, it means those who are about the completion of something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the original people, the Gomeri people. Think about how we're using the words. So here we're going to talk about real. I'm going to mention here because it's important for you to know this. He says, Ibn Abbas, this is from the Arabic Islamic side, Ibn Abbas said there were races.
I can't hear you, brother. I'm not sure what happened, y'all. I think we lost a little audio at the broadcast. Kind of got started late, but it was a very interesting program, which we're going to continue this discussion. I'm pretty sure it'll probably go on next week live on the Blog Talk Radio show. And we're going to try to increase our listening audience channel also, because This program fills up very quick. We've got people all overseas, all in India, Hawaii. I mean, it's across borders. So we're going to have to increase our listening line because people be on there and fill it up and everybody can't get in. So we're going to try to increase that. But, you know, we lost audio with the brothers and sisters we're live at. And so, but all we can do is be prepared next week. We appreciate everybody that coming in. We say peace.